Okay, let's get into Maaser Sheni Daf Mem Dalad. As we are in Maaser Sheni Mem Gimel Aveis towards the bottom, and today we actually have a couple of lines of Agadata all about the dreams, as we will see. But again, the first Gemara continues what we learned in the Mishnah. The Mishnah spoke about if you find money, what is the halacha? If you find money in a container with a label, what is the halacha? If you find one letter, if you find one word, we saw Rabbi Yossi Shita. Rabbi Yossi Shita said that it could always be mekel, because as we saw from the Mefarshim on Mishnayis, that the rove is that it's not kadosh, and it's not hektish, and it's not meiser sheni. And Rabbi Yossi says you could always assume it was a person's name, and we saw maybe the Tanakhama would say no, because he wouldn't have written one letter, because that's not an identifying feature. Dalit is not good enough. And Rabbi Yossi said, even if you find a basket full of fruit and it says truma on it, it's still chulin. Because I say, well, it switched from last year. Eshtakid, the Mishnah said, hi, samalaya peiris, truma upina. It used to have truma peiris, and now it is switched. That was Rabbi Yossi's shita. So now we're on Mem Gimel Amid Beis. Mem Gimel Amid Beis, and we're in the middle of discussing Rabbi Yossi, the Tana's shita. And the Gemara said, even if there is old fruit, right, fine, new fruit. But even if there is old fruit, you can assume that maybe yesterday it was switched, or they put in old fruit, so it could always be a mekel. And we saw a story that Rabbi Yonah and Rabbi Yossi were partners in wine barrels, and when Rabbi Yonah died, his son, Rabbi Manah, came to try to get the barrel that had his father's name on it, and Rabbi Yossi said, no, last year maybe they were labeled, but since then it's been emptied out, and some of the stuff in those barrels are also mine. So, I'm sorry, but I'm going to keep it. If you look in the Maharik I mentioned in Kuf Samach Aleph, right, Maharik is a late Rishon, early Achron, however you want to, probably a late Rishon, if you want to call it the Maharik, writes in a tshuva, mashma behedya, di lav mishum de ikel meimer eshtaket avi. What does Rabbi Yossi say here? He says, oh, because last year it was his, but now it's not. So therefore, that's the reason that he has this claim. If he wouldn't have that claim, then what? Who's the muchzak here? So we ended off with yesterday. Mashma behedya, di lav mishum de ikel meimer eshtaket avi, di day. And if you wouldn't have been able to say that, if you wouldn't have been able to say that, then maybe it was switched. Dilakule alma havihani grivi dechsiv be Rabbi Yonah lerebi money bray. Right? Even the ones that say Rabbi Yonah would go to the one that says Rabbi Yonah would go to his son. V'yavagav dilachora haya Rabbi Elazar muchzak b'mamon. Even though Rebbe, he has a different name here, even though he's Muchzak, so question, who's the Muchzak? If I'm holding barrels that have your name on it, that's the Marek's issue. Who's the Muchzak? Who's the Muchzak? The L'charavi, Rebbe Lazar, Muchzak, B'mamon, Midahavi, Mehemen, L'meymar, Eshtaket, Didei, V'hashe, Didei, V'yavagav, D'lohaya, Shem, Shum, Signon, Shtara, Hodayel, L'siman, V'alma, Sheik, Shmo, Kasuv, Al HaGrav. That's an interesting discussion. Who is the Muchzak in that case? We mentioned, yesterday we spoke about the Hashava Saveda. Just because somebody is holding something does not make them the Muchzak. Right? It could be that somebody is a tofes. Somebody is holding it, but is not a Muchzak. So that's a question. I mean, Cheskas Mamon itself is one of the strongest Chazakas that we have. Right? Kol Masha Tachas Yad Ha'adam Harayu Shalom. That's one way of understanding muchzak. That's a question of the Achronim. Rabbi Elchanan talks about this. I think I mentioned this also, about how much muchzak is a birur. Or if I'm holding money, and you come over and say, that's my money, I say, no, prove it. As long as I have it, it's considered mine. B'toras vadai. Is it b'toras vadai, or is it b'toras safik? That's a question. There's a rush in Bamitzia on Davav, in the Shiva Gubetzes, who says, beferish, that it's not a vadai. That when we say, Amos Mechamel Avaraya, you get to keep the money, but it's not that. We know for sure that it is yours. But that's Rabbi Elchanan's Chakira in Kovetz Ha'ara, Simon Ayin Aleph. He wonders, and again, you could be Mechalik between the two. You could have a case where people are arguing about something that you really have no idea whose it is, and you say, or you can have something that belongs to somebody for sure, and somebody else tries to come over and be motzi it. Says Rabbi Chanan, The Misafkalu b'Gemara. He's explaining a suffix of the Gemara, a question and answer of the Gemara in Babatziyat Avav, which we're not going to review right now. Misafkalu b'Gemara, b'dinat amos mechamer lavaraya. Imu din vaday o eno el a suffix. Tekiva delo yadina shal mihu ein koach lebezdin las o shumaisa bazet. If you don't know who's it, what does it mean with the suffix? Since you don't know whose it is, Bez is just gonna take a side position and not get involved. But it's not that Bez knows for sure it belongs to the person. The Bez is just not gonna get involved. Umemela nishra itzal muchsak. The inonu cholon lahotzi mimenu. Umemela im tafas hasheni gamkin in lahotzi mimenu. So tfisa nafkamin, if tfisa occurs, you're not gonna take it away from the other guy. May high time a gufa. The ain lasos maisami suffix. Vahavidina the call to alam gvar. Basically, that would be the din. The stronger one would win. V'im kain, gam b'shashu etzel harishon. If that's the approach, then even while it's below, it's by the first guy, eino ela suffix shalo v'lo vaday shalo. And what's another afkamina besides tfisa? V'im kidesh isha b'mamodze, eino ela suffix mekudeshes. And if he uses this to get married, suffix. O dilma, or Rabbi Chanan says, d'itina da mozeh b'chamel v'raya hu din vaday v'lo suffix. Or a mozeh b'chamel v'raya is din vaday. De kemod de bi isurin azlina and basar chazaka vavi din vade velo safek. Just like by isurim, you go follow chazakas, and you can assume it's a din vaday. Hachanami b'mamon azlina and basar cheskas mamon v'gamkin din vaday de safek mamon nitshar eitzal amuchzak b'teres vaday. It says v'im kiddush isha b'mamon zeh b'vade kiddushin, and it's a vade kiddushin. U'mishabachi b'tafas idach b'avkinaminei, and you take it out from the other person. And then he goes into the how this fits into that Gemara b'Amaziah Davav. But this is the Chakira. There's an interesting question that's asked by some of the Achronim. Rav Shimon Shkap has this in the Shar Yosher, and that is, how do you ever have cheskas mamon amos mechavar lavaraya? Isn't every case of cheskas mamon suffik gezel? Right, a guy's coming, and he's saying it's his. And Abezin says, I get to keep it. So, one second, it's Safek Gezel. So why shouldn't I have to, I don't know, give it to Bezdin? Yehei Munach? Every case of Safek and Machlokas about Mamon, isn't that a Safek Gezel? Safek Isurim of my holding it. So you might say, well, if you give it back to him, it'll just be cyclical. It'll go in circles forever because it'll be a Safek Mamon for him too. Back and forth and back and forth. So that's why you just leave it where it is. But the answer to that question could be, is that once Cheskas Mamon is Torah's Vaday, there's no more Safek Mamon. It's Vaday. And therefore, nothing to talk about. It belongs to the person. Okay. We are on Mem Gilon Beis, the second to last line. Matzah bim Megufaso. So what happens, we said, if you have a barrel, even with a word on it, Rabbi Yossi said that maybe it was switched and you don't trust that it belongs to the one that has the name on it. But what happens if you find it sealed? Matzah bim megufaso. You find it sealed. So then, how are you custom of meiser? How is a meiser? That's meiser. Because you always change, whenever you change the top, you'll notice it. You'll notice it. So even Rabbi Yossi would agree by if it's sealed. Where the Ras Ilio says, matzah bim megufaso. Bahamodi Rabbi Yossi. Taha bakal shana osin lechavios megufos chadashos mitit. Every year you make new seals with special cement, with special material. V'kivan dekasa b'kein vade lopino oso. And that's a different case. And therefore, once if it still has its seal on it, so then there's no chashash. Nischal fulo. What does nischal fulo mean? It was switched. It was switched. So according to the Mara Folda and according to the Rav Chaikadevsky, this is a new question. Nischal fulo. What happens if a person has money in most Meister Shani in a little purse, and it was in a black purse. And he goes now to check, and he finds the same exact amount of money, but it's in a white purse. So do you assume it's the same money? Or do you assume because it's a different color and a different container that it's totally switched? Right, most Meister Shani says the Mara Folda is chafel of Moshel Chulin, Shehayilo Shnei Kisin, Echad Shachar Vechad Lavan, two purses, one black, one white, Uba Oso Teva, Shehiniach HaMeiser, Matzakis Shehiniach Bo Chulin. So he finds the other one. So do you say that this is the Meister Shani that got put into a different container, or do you assume it's gone? So the Gemara says, maybe that's learned out from the Mishnah in Beitza. Taman Tanina, we learned in the first parak of Maseches Beitza, the halacha is one has to be mazmin. One has to designate birds, chickens, chicks, before Yantif in order to be able to partake of them on Yantif. We know there's a halacha of Ochel Nefesh, you could shecht on Yantif. That's one of the malachas that efshar you can't do beforehand. There was no refrigeration. So you had a shecht before. You couldn't shecht before Yantif. You shechted on Yantif. But in terms of muksa, it has to be designated beforehand. So taman taninan. What happens if you designated your chicks before Yantif? The problem is then when you went there to the chicken coop on Yantif, they got mixed up. So zimein shecharim umatzal levanim. You were mazmin. You designated black ones in a specific chicken coop, and you go there and you find white ones. Umatzah levanim, levanim umatzah shchorim, or you designated white ones and you found black ones. I said obviously those are different. Shnayim umatzah shlosha asurin. If you designated two and now there are three, those are also asur. Why? Because one of them for sure was not designated, and therefore you have to be choshesh. Whichever one you pick is going to be the one that was not designated, and therefore that's going to be usur. You can't use them. But let's just finish, and then we'll talk about that line. Shloshim umatzah shnayim mutarin. But if you designated three and you find two there, so then mutter. You assume that the two that are there, it's not that all three flew away and now two new ones came that are not designated. If there were three and now there are two, you assume that it is these are two of the three, and it is mutter. Period. Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha b'shem Rabbi Yasa de Rabbi Hi. This last line of the Mishnah in Beitzah about you could assume that two out of the three are still mutter, that's Rebbe Shita. Which Rebbe Shita? The following, the Tanya, because we learned in the following, Braisa, Masayim umatzah mana, what if somebody put away money, put away Meister Shady money, 200, and then you find 100 there. So do you assume that this 100 is still Meister Shady and the other 100 left, or this is totally new? So, Hamana Nutal Dibri Rebbe. Rebbe says, you assume this 100 is from the 200. 100 was taken and 100 is left. And therefore, in that case, you're allowed to assume that nothing changed. The Chachamim say no. Chachamim say that it is all Chulin. You assume that the Meister Shady was taken away and whatever's left is chulin. So first we Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha, B'shem Rabbi Yasa says that the Mishnah in Beitza is found in the Shita of Rebbe because, right, 100 out of 200 is left, because according to the Rabbanan, you would say the whole thing switched. The whole thing switched. The Rabbanan would say, right, because in the case in Beitza, Shloshu Matzah Shnayim, wouldn't they say it's Aser? Because just like by Meister Sheni, they say, well, if there's only 100, you assume the 200 left, and this is new. So too by the birds. So then the Gemara says, no, Chazer V'yamar. Then later on, he said, no, Divrei Akoli. Maybe the Mishnah in Beitza could be according to the Rabbanan. Why? Shanyahi begoz lincha darkin lefroach. There's a difference between money and birds. Money and birds. When it comes to birds, so maybe one flew away, right? The other two remain. That's okay. But by money, l'chore, it would all stay together. So money doesn't walk. And therefore, you have 100 left out of the 200, you assume the 200 are gone, and there's only 100 that are left. So again, that's the maskana of Rabbi Yasa. It says that Mishnah does have to only be Rebbe, but it could even be the Rabbanan. Vatani Rav Chalafta Ben Shaul Hui Dadar Begoz and Hiyadar Rebeitz. Said, no. But then we said no. That brisa about the money of Maisa Rebbe and the Rabbanan doesn't only apply the Mishnah of the birds doesn't only apply to chicks, but it also applies to eggs. And eggs are like money. If eggs are like money, so Havi de Rebbe. So it must be that Mishnah in Beitza is only Rebbe Shita. Again, the Mishnah in Beitza is Rebbe Shita, who says if you have some of it left over, so you assume that it's the same, not everything switched. What about and therefore our Mishnah too? So our Mishnah where it seems to be like Rebbe, you have some of it that are left, so that would be able to be considered Meiser Sheni. So this relates to our original question of Nischalfulo, as Rechaim Gadievsky says, it's different money, because it's like the Reisha, where there's a whole discussion now in our Gemara of that Mishnah in Beitza, how does it fit into the Braisa? The Braisa of the Rebbe and the Rabbanan about Meister Shady. That's a side point. Our question was if it's Mama switched, and that's a Lekulei Alma, right? Nischalfulo, if it's switched from a black purse to a white purse, then everybody agrees. That's the case of Zimin Shcharim and Imsa Levanim, so then you assume it's different, you don't assume the money was taken out, so that's the answer to the question. It's chalfalo, you could assume it is chulin, it is not Meister Shady. So again, that answers that question. The Mishnah Beisa is following the Shita of Rebbe. Our Mishnah Lachara also would have the same issue. So the Rishonim in Beitza on Daf Yud, where this comes up, wonders, in the case of Shnayim Umatza Shlosha Asurim, if you left two chicks there, and now there are three chicks there, it's Asur. What about Bittel? Why don't you say they're all Mutter? Because Chad betray. Literally, Chad betray is Batel. Why don't you say that? So Tosfos has 2 points, and the Meiri adds on a third point there in Beit San Daf Yud. Tosfos asks, top Tosfos here of Yud Aleph, Yud Amabes. V'im Tomar, Ika Chad Demariv Behu, right? If you left two, and now there are three, so you know one of them is Usser, so that they're all going to be Usser. V'im Tomar, V'liftel Baruba, ask Tosfos, so why do you say Bittel Barov, V'yesh Lomar, De Bale Chayim Lo Batili, De Chashivi. Number one, Bale Chayim are Chashiv, they're alive, right? Anything that's Chashiv is not Batel. Inami, Havile Dover, Sheish Lomatirin. La'achar yantif. It's a davar sheish lamatirin. And as we've learned before, machalok is Rashi Ran what the Sara is, Rashi and Beitza, the Ran and Nidarim, it's a davar sheish lamatirin. It's going to become mutter, and therefore it's not batel. V'chol davar sheish lamatirin, afilu be'elof lo batel. So Tosfos says, ba'alechayim, and Tosfos says, davar sheish lamatirin. The Meiri adds in one more line, birya. And that is, it is a whole item. As we know, right, if somebody eats an entire ant, one's going to be chayav malchus for that. It's a birya. It's a whole item. And therefore, there's no bittel by birya. Midirabanan. Okay. We continue. Taman, right in the middle of the Yamun. Taman hu hiniyahu matzah. Says the Gemara. 1 second. What happens if maybe there's a difference between a case where the person himself, goes and tries to find what he is missing versus the case where his father asks him to go. Right, the end of our Mishnah. The end of our Mishnah said, somebody says to their son, Maaser Sheni is in this corner, and he goes and finds it in a different corner. Right, we assume that's chulin. If it was mana matayim, the rest are chulin. Right, we had that discussion in our Mishnah. So now the Gemara says maybe there's a difference. Bryce a taman hu hiniyahu matzah. In the case of the Bryce, right, the Marafolda says amasnisan dehachakashle. We're going on the end of our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said the case where you asked your son that if you there's 200 and you find 100, and we said that's like Rebbe, right? So it's like Rebbe, it's left over. So 100 out of the 200. So the Gemara says, maybe there's a chilek. Taman hu iniyahu matzah. In the case of the Braisa, the question Rebbe Rabbanan, he himself, the same person, went to find what he had left. Bramhacha aviv hiniyach, aviv matzah, right? That's a rhetorical. Right, maybe there's a difference between if he asks his son to go get it. Because after all, if the same person found it and has no recollection of going, then it must have been all removed. That's where maybe the Rabbanan say that it's something totally different. Because the same person went, he has no recollection, so somebody must have taken the whole thing. But if it's somebody else, if it's a different person, maybe the father, the Mishaleach, removed half of it, and he doesn't remember, but he's not there, so maybe the Rabbanan would agree. So ask the Gemara, you don't have to say that our Mishnah is only according to the Rabbanan and not according to, only according to Rebbe, not according to the Rabbanan. Maybe it could even be according to the Rabbanan because there's a chilek between the father and the son. Rebbe Bun Bar Kohen, Omar Kumi Rebbe Yasa, B'Shem Rebbe Acha, Hori Rebbe Ba Bar Zavda, B'Maiser Sheni Kahada de Rebbe. Right, just paskin that the halacha by Maaser Sheni is like Rebbe. You could assume that 100 out of the 200 is left, even in the case of, you know, the same person going. Okay, the Gemara just has that possibility of about our Mishnah. Now we get into dreams. We get into dreams. Some of this comes up in Sanhedrin also, if you remember from the Bavli. A person knows that his father left him money somewhere. He doesn't know where it is, though. And it appears in his dream where it is. Where it is. It's in the backyard, next to the tree. Go dig. Right? So it appears in Bachalom. What does it mean? Nirelo Bachalom. So Rashi there in Sanhedrin says, the Baal HaChalom. The Baal HaChalom. Who's the Baal HaChalom? The one appointed on Chalomos gives him a message. Sar HaMarech Chalomos Balayla. The Malach, it sounds like. The Malach that's in charge of dreams. The Sar that's the moon. If you look at the Meiri, he has a little different shot. The Meiri says, what does it mean? Nira lo bachalom. There it's at Hedron Daflamid. says the Meiri, Shepulas Hamidame, Afa Pishit Sodekes Bemixas, the power of imagination, even though it's sometimes right, as we'll see soon, Harbe Psoles Misare Vima, Vein Choshin Shinloachi is Barer. Right, the Pulas Hamidame, he calls it. So in this case, he goes outside, he has a dream that money is in a certain place, and it's Meister Sheni. So he looks in that place, he finds it. Near Lo Bachalom Kafa Kache, Makaplonim, Asa Uvda Kubi Rabbanan, Amrin, Debechalom is Lobal of Lomaridin. What's the halacha? He goes, and the Rabbanan say, no, don't worry about it. Divrei chalomos don't have any halachic effect. And even though you found the money exactly where it was told to you in the dream, and in the dream it said it was Maaser Sheni, you don't have to worry about it. You don't have to worry about it. That's the halacha. And the Rambam paskens this way. If you look in Maaser Sheni, the Rambam quotes in Vav and Maaser Sheni, Amru lo b'chalom, Maaser Sheni shalavicha, sha'ata mevakesh, hari hu b'makom ploni. Aval bisha masa shah, masha ne'emar lo, eino maaser. Divrei chalomos lo ma'alin v'lo maridin. If you look in the Mari Kirkus says, this is based on the Gemara in Sanhedrin, and the Yerushalmi here, v'atam, sha'aval pi, this is like the Mi'iri, v'yava bisha tzadak hadimion, efshar shalot tzadak, b'masha amru lo shusha maaser. Even though it was right where it was, but maybe not what it is. King Kasavara Balamagid, Hilchazakhiu Matana. Vinira, Lafisha Lif Amim, Marin Esa Adam, Dvarim, Sasam Amitiim, Uksasam Divre Sheker. It's shown to a person's thought lives, true things and not true things. Kide Litsachekbo Ulitsaaro. Kilif Amim Chalomosav Mitsad Koho Satuma. Viaz Rubam Enam Sokim Ulufamim Mitsaratara. V'yazu echad mishishim b'nevuah. You have different chazals. You have a chazal like here, divrei chalomos lomalav lomaridin, and you have the end of Maseches Brachos. Dreams are 1/60th of nevuah. So there are dreams and there are dreams, says the Ma'ari Kirkus. And therefore, you don't have to assume, right, the fact that it's Maaser Sheni, you don't have to assume that that is true. Okay, amazing. But again, as we've discussed in the past, various halachic context about dreams. Remember the Hagos Ashri and Avodah Zara towards the end of the second perek, that he matered a certain fish, the Barbuta fish, and then he had a dream that he was in a restaurant that he was serving shkatzim to the customers, and he woke up in a sweat and he changed his psak. But does he pask it from a dream? Some say no, it doesn't mean that he changed his psak. It means that he took it as a simon to re-research the sugya, and then he came to that conclusion. Or they say the story about the Vilna Gaon, that the Vilna Gaon wanted to start Birchas Kohanim in Vilna. Because after all the defenses, the Ramah quotes three defenses, why we don't do Birchas Kohanim in Chutz La'aretz, it's very weak. It's very weak, Lord. It's a mitzvah zaseh daraisa. You're not fully besimcha, all the different days about it, but it's not as strong as Alach Achilas. He was going to start, and one time, right before he was going to start, one time there was a fire, and all different things happened, and he took it as a simon that he shouldn't start. So does that just mean he took it as a simon, like a dream, right? Or is there something more to the story? He took it as a simon to re-research, and then he said, no, there is basis not to do it. Okay, either way, passing from a dream is a big sugyo. And again, it's not just passing from a dream. Passing from a dream, passing from any type of heavenly intervention. Lo bashamayim hi. All these sugyas are connected. Okay, so we continue. So, divrei chalomos lomalav lomaridin. Rabbi Yonah boy mitztayer v'chami. Rabbi Yonah boy mitztar v'chami v'atamar hachin. Rabbi Yonah asks, what do you mean? This guy is mitztar. He's in pain. Where is my father's stuff? Where is it? And he has a dream. Isn't this like just an answer to a tefillah? Right? Look, the Marafolda. Shmamina shenena abakashaso. V'lamalo nechishla. How can you say it's not Maaser Sheni? He knows his father left Maaser Sheni. He had a dream. He basically was yearning in the dream to get the answer. He got the answer. Amar Reb Yossi, lo mistavra dilo. That's like da ella. Right? No, it's not mistavra. Da ella, but who dilo mistavra chami? The only time I would trust a dream is if he's not yearning and searching for the answer. Because then you could say it's objective message from Shemayim. Bram hacha kama debar nosh have hu chalim. But here, says Rabbi Yossi, whatever a person is interested in, that's what he dreams. Right? Dreams are subjectively connected often to what we're thinking about during the day. And therefore, says Rabbi Yossi, just the opposite. If he's connected and wants an answer, So that's a dream that you cannot think about. Only if it's a dream that he has no ulterior motive, he has nothing, and then all of a sudden he has a message, so maybe that could be even better. But either way, here that's not the case, and therefore he would not be obligated to follow. Well, we've quoted in the past the thought of the Alekach Valibov, the Rav Avram Shor on the Haggadah, at the end of the Haggadah, where he talks about what the message of Echad Miodea is. The message of Echad Miodea. What's the purpose of that piyut? So he puts together the two Gemaras. The Gemara Menachas that says if you see blue, so then that's going to lead you to the Yam and the Rakia and the Kisi HaKavid. Amazing. And then another Gemara that says if you look at the colored clothing of women, that'll lead to improper thoughts. So which is it? That's including blue too. So what's it going to lead to? So he says, well, it depends what you're doing the rest of the day. If the whole day you're involved in Torah and mitzvahs and ruchnias, then when you see blue, it's going to lead you to the Kisi HaKavin. If I'm involved in other inappropriate things, then when I see blue, it's going to lead me to improper thoughts. That's the same idea here. You know, sometimes dreams are influenced by what I'm doing the rest of the day. So here, if he really has been star about it, that's why he's obviously going to get some kind of message. Not obviously, but it could be he's going to get some kind of message like that, but not to be trusted. Amar Rebbe Avin, man de avad ya'us, Ovad Rebbe Yossi. Whoever wants to act properly would go like Rebbe Yossi. Like Rebbe Yossi says that one shouldn't trust it a dream, and only if it's if there was no ulterior message or trying to figure it out, that would be okay. And the poskim discussed this in all areas of halacha. But we have to continue with the stories. Chad Barnash. There are many stories about interpretations of dreams, as appears in Maseches Brachas as well. Chad Barnash as lekabe Rabbi Yosi ben Chalafta. Amar le chamis bechelmi. I saw in my dream mitmar li ezel lekaputkia vadmashkech midla daavoch. I was told to me I should go to Kaputkia and I'd find the assets of my father. I'd find great things of my father. Amar le ezel avui dehu gavra le Kaputkia min yomi. Did your father ever go to Kaputkia? Amar le lo, he's never been there. Amar le ezel money eser sharyan go besach. Count 10 beams in your house. V'yad mashkech midla davoch. And under the 10th beam, you'll find your father's stuff. Because after all, Kaputkia doesn't have to mean the city, but it can mean kafa dekurya, which is the 10th beam. And he said, and he checked, and that's where it was. Amazing. Chad Barnashas l'gav d'Rav Yosi ben Chalafta. Amar lei chamis v'chelmi lovish chad kolo d'zayis. I saw in my dream I was wearing a crown of olives, of olive branches. Amar lei da'at misromama. Something great is going to happen. You're going to be uplifted like wearing a crown. L'basar yomen asa chad chorin. Somebody else came to him. Amar lei chamis v'chelmi lovish kalila d'zayis. I also saw myself with a crown of olive leaves. Amar lei da'at milki. Or you're going to get crushed. I guess everybody knew what he had interpreted for the others. He said, the other guy got a good interpretation. He's going to be uplifted. You tell me I'm going to be crushed. Well, what season did you see did you have the dream? Right? He saw it in the blossoming season. So the olives are going to be blossoming. You saw it in the crushing season. B'chavtaya. Chad Barnash, Aslagabi Dir Bishol Rabbi Yossi, Amarle Chamas Bechalmi Mashke Zesa Mashach. He says, I saw in my dream, I was irrigating and pouring oil onto an olive tree. Amarle, Rabbi Yossi says, Tipach Ruchedu Gavra, terrible. Right? You should have a curse. It must be he was mizana with his mother, because like oil comes from olives, so pouring oil onto the olives, he took it as a simon, and that's what he was involved in. I saw in my dream my eyes were kissing each other. Terrible. He must have been mizana with his sister, right? The eyes together. I saw in my dream I had three eyes. Amar le tanur not oven. You must be an oven worker, because an oven has one eye on top to let the smoke out, plus the two of yours. Tartanena fa'ene de tanura. Good. Chad Barnachos l'gabi Yerushal Rabbi Yossi. Amar le chamas bechalme isli arba udnin. I have four ears in my dream. Amar le malui at. You are a filler of wine into barrels. Tarti udnech, your two ears, v'tarti udnech the garb, and the two handles of the barrels. Chad banachos l'gav d'rishom Rabbi Yossi. Armalei chames bechelmi, briyasa arkin min kumi. I saw people running away from me. Armalei da'at maisi Isaiah, because you bring thorns. V'chalama arkin min kadamach. Nobody wants to get cut by your thorns. Chad banachos l'gav d'rishom Rabbi Yossi. I am holding a notebook with 12 wooden plates on it. Is tava dahu gavra is betreyasar marakin. It must be the Marav Holda says it means the cushion that is on your donkey. It has 12 patches on it. I swallowed a star in my dream. You must have killed somebody. You must have killed a Jew. Maybe we'll get back to that in the symbolism. You know what? Maybe we'll stop here because there's something to say about that. That is the basis of Rabbi Akiva and Bar Kochva. We'll have to see. Rabbi Akiva thought Bar Kochva will read the Rambam here at the end of Hilchos Malachim. Maybe we'll start with that next time as we get through all of these dreams.